My name is Michael Bailey, and you're listening to the EDP Formula One podcast.
Hello, all. Welcome to part two, if you like, of the EDP F1 podcast for this week. I'm joined once again, Perry Hamilton, Carl Cumbers, gentlemen. How are we?
Very well.
Outstanding.
Well done for not saying the answer at the same time as each other, because that, you know, wouldn't have worked, really, would it?
No.
Oh dear. Cracking stuff. Right then, it's Japan, round 15 of the Formula One World Championship. It's Japan, Suzuka.
Where has it gone, Carl?
It's not fair. It's not fair.
It's been amazing.
It's been frighteningly quick. We only have four races after this, so we're almost done and dusted. Suzuka.
Love it.
It's cool.
Just cool.
Yeah.
One of the top five tracks in the world, I think.
History.
Yeah.
Championships decided.
Which
could happen this weekend as well.
Yes, it could. You knew the scenario. Alonso needs to finish ninth or higher.
If Seb wins, Alonso needs to finish ninth or higher. I like the fact you didn't mention if Seb wins. You took that as read.
I've been ignoring him for four races. So I just assume that's what happened.
Yeah, if Sebastian Vettel wins, Alonso needs to finish ninth or higher to keep his championship hopes alive.
It's got to be lower, hasn't it?
They will. Sorry?
Ninth or lower.
Ninth or higher to keep his championship hopes alive.
Got you. So if he finishes ninth.
So if he finishes he's okay.
Yeah.
Or it might be ninth or lower. But around that nine mark, I mean, come on, guys, you're going to hear all about it on the coverage, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
But around about the nine mark, if Alonso finishes there and Vettel wins, then that is the championship in the bag. Right there.
Well, mathematically at that point, I think we're already there. Realistically. The good news is that Sebastian Vettel hasn't got a very good record. He loves Japan. In fact, he's the only person other than Michael Schumacher to win three times. Shumi won six Japanese Grand Prix, apparently. Vettel already has three. No one else can touch him with that.
Yeah, well, it's good for the weekend.
He loves Asia.
He does. He does love the East.
So that will be exciting. Are we all going to get up early for this, even though...
Of course.
Even though Seb is...
Well, it's no earlier than I got up to watch the Korean Grand Prix. It's a 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock lights out.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was an hour earlier.
No. 6 o'clock for quali.
6 o'clock for quali.
But let's be honest, you don't need to tune in until Q3, so...
Yeah, I think that's a fair point.
Come on, you don't. Do you know what? I genuinely think, chuck it all out of the window... Just have a lottery the night before. Draw your name out of a hat.
Oh, here we go.
Draw your starting position out of a hat.
I think Q2's quite good fun.
Q2's all right, but I'm not going to cry if I miss it.
No, to me, Q2 is pointless. I think they should have a Q1, maybe have it in two parts. But
so what,
Q2 drop
the first 10
what
in
are you
Q1
deciding
and then drop the 12 in Q2?
What are you deciding in Q2 other than the middle order? It doesn't matter. You could do that easily in Q1 and... in a Q1 and 2 for me, but or do the top everyone outside the top 10 and then a top 10 shootout. I just don't see why you need the middle section.
Bigger advantage for the top 10 because people come 9th, 10th. I mean, as you've seen, well, not qualifying probably, if they got an extra set of tyres or something, a bigger advantage for finishing the top 10, it would make maybe Q2 more interesting for
the other thing. If you have more cars on the track at one point, you know, you would in Q3. But battling it for the top, for everything outside of the
top
10.
I think that's the point of why they don't, is because it used to be that when you had that hour-long session and it was just your fastest lap from that hour session, everyone would wait until the last 3 minutes and they'd go out, and then suddenly you'd have traffic jams. And the whole idea of qualifying is it's supposed to be able to say, you're the fastest car, therefore you deserve to start in pole position. But you can't prove that you're the fastest car unless you have a clear track. So qualifying is designed to split it down and remove people at a time so that you have a clear track in front of you.
And it also gives more coverage to the middle teams. I think like MotoGP this year split it up because the teams at the back weren't getting enough coverage, so maybe that's...
Yeah, that's a fair point, because we don't see them on a Sunday, do we? Especially old Caterham Marussia.
Do we see them pulling over with that blue flashing light?
Yeah.
The safety car, they get to overtake the leaders.
Yeah.
And shuckling away to themselves.
Also, one of the Caterhams was ahead of the two Mercs as Rosberg's wing went in Korea. So that was prime coverage there. Everyone looking through them to seeing what was happening behind. Standard question, most important weekend for...
Sebastian Vettel.
He
can win his championship. I mean, you know, he needs to really... He needs... at this point in time, things are still outside of Sebastian's control. If it was a case of, if he wins, no matter what else happens, he wins the championship, or if he comes like third or higher, no matter what else happens, he wins the championship, then it's all on Vettel. So for him, since he's not at that stage, and then, you know, you could say it's also the most important weekend for Alonso to keep his hopes alive, but for me, it's actually more important for Vettel, because he knows, I can win it here. I can win it at this race. And so he's going to be pushing hell for leather to make that happen.
I think it's probably for the drivers that haven't got drives next year. So like some Massa, I think Hülkenberg's done enough now. Maybe Grosjean and De Resta especially just needs to. De Resta just needs a decent result just to finish.
Desperately.
Maybe just 12th, just something. A decent result, a decent weekend. So
they're getting important these weekends for Caterham, for that 10th place. But yeah, I think for me, maybe not so much Hülkenberg, because I get the feeling he's very, very close to having a seat sorted for next year. But maybe.
As long as he's not too tall.
As long as he's not too tall, yes. We didn't touch on that, actually, did we? We'll save that for another week. For me, it's pretty straightforward. Just raise the limit and ballast all the cars so that you're not penalising the drivers. But Romain Grosjean, I just think momentum and just proving a point and just keeping that going. Love to see him have a good weekend.
You never get off the Romain bandwagon.
Well, I did for a while when he was rubbish. Almost did Lewis Hamilton then. Prediction time then. Straight in. Ped, you missed last time out.
I did.
Which I have a feeling is the first time you've missed a podcast.
It's the first time I've ever missed a podcast. Crunch. And I spent about 20 minutes crying about it.
Well,
but unfortunately, life gets in the way.
You'll be pleased to know that the Prediction League standings are looking quite similar to the Formula One drivers' title standings, which
as
you'll
long
like,
as I'm
because you're the one at
I
the
don't
top.
Mind.
You're the one at the top. Let's go through what we said last week. I said that Alonso would win. Nope. Raikkonen would get on the podium. Yes.
Good
I said
show.
That De Resta would not finish because he's in a rut.
Very
I also said Weber would finish above Vettel. I'll give myself a kudos point for that because I'm pretty sure when I made that prediction I'd forgotten that Weber had a 10 place grid penalty because it's the most stupid prediction in the world. And
it's pretty stupid
rightly,
when he hasn't got a
yeah,
place
no, exactly.
Mate, so
so I did give myself a kudos point for that because it was clearly stupid and proved as much. Kyle, you said Q1, the two other than the new teams, or young teams as they call them now, would be Jean-Éric Vergne and Gutierrez, which was a bold shout, but didn't happen. Hülkenberg in the points, yes. Williams would have one car in the points. That looked like it might happen for a while, but sadly didn't. And Button in the top five. Alas, poor old Jensen. And DT had a good weekend. He said Vettel would win. Hamilton would be on the podium, just missed out. Raikkonen would also be on the podium, which he got. Alonso P4 to 5, very specific. Sadly, he finished P6.
Not specific enough.
No. Two Toro Rossos in the points, whereas I think they both failed to finish in the end, didn't they, really?
Great problems.
But a Sauber in the points, which he got with Hülkenberg. All that means that, Perry, you are miles ahead in the standings. DT has overtaken me to retake second. Purely on the virtue of
you
the fact
second?
That he was, I was second.
When
yeah.
did you get second? Is that, well, see, this is I miss one podcast and everything just goes
no,
to pot.
I've been
look
second for
this.
A couple of weeks. It was all about the algorithm that I created.
Yeah, okay,
halfway
create
through.
A new algorithm.
Think Red Bull complaining about the Pirelli tyres. That's what I'm talking
right,
about.
Right. Okay.
But DT's ahead of me now by the virtue of the fact that he sort of basically took part in the predictions. It had been a while. So DT back in second. I'm third. Kyle's fourth. Not too far off. Then it's Jack and John. So which means we need some predictions obviously for Japon. Oui?
I predict Sebastian Vettel wins the world championship.
Okay. Oh no, that's pretty good.
That's my prediction. Yeah, I think he qualifies first. I think he goes P1. I think he does the trifecta. I think he wins the world championship. I think Alonso's going to have a terrible race, probably get taken out somewhere, and I think Seb's going to win the world championship. So there you go. P1, race win, fastest lap, world championship, all at Suzuka.
Oh my goodness. And that's it.
And I think another good drive from Hülkenberg. I say P4, again, Hülkenberg repeats P4.
Hülkenberg.
Because Saubers do look good at Suzuka in the past. They've done very well there. And a good finish for Jensen. Jensen, top eight. Jensen likes
his second home.
Well. Yeah.
He is his second home. The only person to win it other than Seb in the last 4 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So there you go. So Seb with his trifecta and world championship, Hülkenberg fourth, Jensen top eight.
Okay.
Boom.
Boom indeed.
I'm going to put my bias hat on, if there's such a thing. and go Hamilton. I think Mercedes will go well. So I think I'm going to Hamilton pole and Hamilton win.
Okay, Kyle.
Big shout.
Yeah.
Big weekend for Kyle, this.
Yeah. And then who's the weekend most important for? Kyle Cumbers. <Cumbers. laughs>
It's the Oracle v. the psychic.
And then I'm going to go back to my Q1 predictions.
I like it. I like these.
I'm going to go for the Rester.
That's not that bold. If that doesn't come off, you don't get a kudos point.
It's not bold, but it's a good shout.
To be knocked out in Q1 and also Bottas to be knocked out in Q1.
Okay.
One more. I'll go Grosjean on the podium again. Ooh. A bit of a Grosjean loving. But
okay.
I like it.
I think Roman will finish ahead of Kimi. I think Seb will finish second or third. And I think Mark Webber, what can I say about Mark Webber? I think he'll be top four. I think he'll have a ridiculous car that they've had to put together, and somehow he'll have a fantastic drive.
He was on for the podium, probably, in Korea, yeah, wasn't he? So.
And Singapore, possibly. Certainly.
He's due a big result.
He was on for a win in Malaysia. Let's bring that one up again, because we haven't talked about that for a while.
Well, yeah, this is true. So I'll go for those. We'll see what happens. Ped's looking good at the moment for the honours. Not that you can mathematically win it in Japan, so.
Oh,
sorry about
it's
that.
It's not over till it's over. But you know, I'm quite happy with my worst to first, because I think I was last year.
Indeed.
When we did it. So you know, you just put in that hard work. You just go out there. You train every day like it's
put
game
it
day.
Away. Put it away.
We need to do the best that we can with what's given to us. You know, so.
So far, more than a third of your predictions have come true. Which over the season is a pretty good record.
Pretty good. Now, if you were a driver and you won a third of the races,
you'd be
Sebastian Vettel.
So, hey guys,
boom! You are the.
Can I also just say, a couple of weeks ago, I put out an offer to Red Bull to bring me along to test out some cars for them.
Oh, that's right.
And sadly, nothing's come of that. I know you guys probably were concerned, but I just thought I'd let you know. So, listeners out there, I'm not going anywhere. Don't worry, I'm not going to go and race Red Bull cars. I wouldn't do that to you.
I think you would.
Of the internet, let you know. Why he wasn't here last time.
That's exactly.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Abound. I know.
So it's room.
Crumbs.
Yeah. Put that down. I'm definitely not considering a move to another podcast with another newspaper.
I'm kind of thinking there's some spin going on here. I'm a bit wily with these things. You're putting out the word without putting out the word. I know how this works. All right then. Well, let's wrap it up, shall we? We can all tuck into Japan, get up early. Do whatever you do when you watch the Japanese Grand Prix.
Follow us on Twitter,
yeah.
We'll all be tweeting about. Are you going to watch the race live, Kyle?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, Michael, you'll be watching the race live?
I might be. Yeah. Is there any football?
I don't know.
Normally gets dictated. It's a free weekend this weekend,
yeah.
So no.
Because, yeah, it's an international break, isn't it?
So. And it's live on the BBC, this one.
Live on the Beeb, and hey, guys,
it's going to have a tweet fest.
So it's going to have an absolute tweet fest.
Maybe we should all watch it in the same place.
So, Michael, maybe you should tell us what the Twitter feeds are.
Oh, Ped. Wonderful. At EDPF1, I am at Michael J. Bailey, and you can get hold of these two grease monkeys via
at PedHD56
and
at K Cumbers.
Wonderful. That is smooth stuff. EDP24.co.uk/F1 unsmooth for Lotus Caterham news, my weekly column, and our new Facebook EDPF1 page, which is facebook.com/EDPF1. There's some stuff on there too. Enjoy Japan. Just continue with that game. Ignore the leader. Unless it's not Sebastian Vettel. Hey? There's that hope.